It is 5:15, so we will call the Village of Alloway Board of Appeals meeting on Monday, January 13th, 2020 to order. We will start with roll call.
Can you read that?
Yeah. Claire?
Here.
Well, no. Matt, Claire?
Clark.
Mark.
Clark, yeah. Good, Claire.
Present.
Okay. Clarence?
Here.
Wes is here. Bob?
Here.
Here. Gary Strong?
Here.
Okay. Moving on to approval of minutes from 12/9/19. If there are any changes, we'll hear those. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion to approve. Are the minutes in here?
I didn't see them in here.
Oh, that's not good. No, they're not. Can be approved next time.
It's okay.
Okay.
Entertain a motion to table approval of the minutes till next time.
Yeah, so moved.
Tabling the minutes. The minutes aren't in the packet.
Oh, okay.
We'll look at them at the next meeting.
Yeah. Second.
It's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We'll do that next meeting. Item number 3, petition of Michael Donalski, 238 Little Road, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54301, requesting a 7.5-foot variance of the front yard setback requirement to modify the front entrance of the home at 238 Little Road, parcel AL-1392-18, to accommodate a new driveway and garage orientation. Trevor, do you want to kick off the item, your summary?
Sure. So,
and if you don't have anything specific, you know, also maybe just the history of this one, because this one is, when I was looking through the packet,
right.
2016 is kind of when the conversation started. Some people were on this board at that time, some people weren't. So,
sure, I'll do my best. the petitioner included quite a bit of information as far as the history of the past variance approval, which was in 2016. Previous one, so I guess the larger project is a garage addition and a addition to the front of the house. In 2016, the Board of Appeals granted a variance for the side yard setbacks to allow for the garage addition. Essentially, right now, the garage comes off of Ducharme and is on a steep slope, so that in order to rectify some issues for the homeowner, he was seeking to get a variance to add on to his garage, so he put a two-stall garage coming off of Little Road. So that was taken care of in 2016. That information is provided a lot in the packet, but it's not what is being discussed tonight. What's being discussed tonight is the addition to the front of the house. The project is happening at the same time, but obviously there are two different codes, one relating to the side yard setback, one relating to the front yard setback. Now, the front addition was discussed in 2016, but was not part of the variance request. There's a little, I guess, miscommunication as to why that happened, but it was not part of the request in 2016, or at least the variance approval in 2016. So what's being discussed tonight is the addition of, I believe there's plans here, the addition of the main living room, I believe it is, to the front of the house, extending 7.5 feet into the front yard setback. So, 30 feet, the house is at 30 feet right here. The porch already is an existing structure, extends into that 30 feet, and then the addition would extend an additional 4 feet of the, from that front porch. So, there's a lot of numbers there. I hope it's easy to say. I think the plans that are included in the packet also show what was going on here.
Now, you reviewed it, it was not a part of the original petition?
It was included in the in the packet, and it was discussed at the meeting, but it wasn't part of the variance that was approved was for the side yard setback.
I know. The petition did not include the front yard at that time. I thought it was. It's been a couple of weeks since I read this. The way I understood it, that he had asked for both variances to be granted one of them. And you're saying now that the one we addressed you this evening was not a part of the original one?
So what should have taken place is, because they're two separate code items, they should have been two separate items listed on the agenda for two separate variance requests.
Did we think that we were approving the entire comprehensive plan and didn't document it correctly in 2016?
The motion does not reflect that. No.
The motion may not reflect that, but I remember this distinctly because I had gone to see this on my own and realized there was no that had to be part of the situation. And when this came in the mail, I was surprised that we had not. That it was not in our written documentation, because I remember we approved the plan. Now, yeah, we didn't come right out and approve one by one. It just, in my mind, we were approving the plan.
Sure. And that may have been how it was interpreted by the board. And I apologize for any confusion. But really what should take place, because they are two separate items, they should be acted upon separately. And we've done that in the past with other projects where there's been two different, one project but two different variance requests.
I understand. And
at the
that's
time,
our fault.
At the time, the agenda was only listed as one of the items. So that's all we could have acted on. And it was never questioned at that time. We were only dealing with one of the issues. And now, at that time, I believe they were asking for 4 feet, and now it's 7.5 feet. So it's two different issues.
Oh.
Two different requests. It's not the same request.
It is a different request?
Yes, and a different design.
So basically, even if the board would have properly approved the original request with the 4 foot in the front project, now you're coming back with 7.5. So essentially, if we would have said that was okay, this is a request for 3.5 extra feet on top of the original plan.
May I address?
I have my memory, which fails me sometimes at my age.
Tell me.
Well, then you got the same problem. My recollection is years, I can tell, assuming 2 years that we approved what he wanted to do, as opposed to indicating it was 10-foot variance. But now that it's a different one, it's another different ballgame. I'm getting more confused. Because I was going to say, well, if the motion is wrong, you should correct the motion.
Sure.
But that's not the case.
No.
Do you want to have Mike address it?
Okay.
Yeah. Petitioner can come address this.
Yeah.
Please state your name and address. That's all.
My name is Mike Janowski, and my wife, Sue Janowski. We live at 238 Little Road. To add clarification to the question, when the initial request was made in our letter, we asked for 4 feet. And if I can go up to the picture here.
Yeah, please.
We asked for 4 feet from the existing structure, which is his porch, which puts us out at the now correct.
At the 7.5.
7.5 feet from the front variance. So it's the same request worded differently. So we're not asking for any more.
So it's not a different plan. This is the same plan we would have seen in 2016
no.
if I'd been at that meeting.
You have the same plan, but this one is detailed. I had our architect to scale put the structure on the certified plot map before I drew it in red and wasn't really visible.
Okay.
But it was all same plan.
And this one shows the garage extending further out the front. Because the old plan only had the garage on the side.
Right, it was always our intent to have 2 feet because we're changing the rectangular shape of the garage to accommodate. That's all right. To accommodate the car length, and this porch will be removed. So this is the addition to the garage, and this is the addition to the front, because our entryway will be going in sideways, not front.
while you're there.
Yes.
The current porch is where? Yeah. So it's within the confines of the current porch.
The garage is.
That was the, and I have a picture there showing a flag. It's 4 feet from that existing structure. But the proper ask, is my understanding, is 7.5 feet, because this will be the furthest point from the structure into the front yard setback, which will put it at 22 feet 7 inches. And this lot, for whatever reason, the house is built askew, so it's about 2 feet closer here than here. So this will be the furthest point into the setback. Here will be back about a foot and a half.
Is that going to become an additional room there then?
No, just an extension on the front entry will be into the same room.
It's really a convenience for the entrance. Is that
correct?
And the entrance, then, you said, will be on the side of that instead of coming in the front anymore.
Correct.
Okay.
It will be right in here.
Yep.
Gotcha.
I think we saw that somewhere.
And in the present, we have a front walkway of concrete that will be going away. We thought it made sense, if you can see the approximate driveway location, to make the driveway the walkway to the house and eliminate some of that front concrete.
Trevor, are there any other properties on that street that are less than 30 feet?
It's a strange street.
It's a peninsula.
Pulled out, measured, because our ordinance says the average of the front homes, or 30 feet. And so the average here is approximately 27 feet.
But there are some that are less than 30?
Correct.
Okay, most of them are.
But it's kind of a, gets wider as you go to the left.
And away from your house, they get wider.
Right, and our lot, no two dimensions are the same. They're all different dimensions.
Yeah, remember that.
I hear you've got a problem there, because I know I knew one of the previous owners from years back.
Oh.
With the driveway, which we approved previously, that was... It's tough.
It's a dangerous drive from traffic and walking, and as we age, we want to eliminate that danger, so we're on more level ground, per se. And that is the walkway that would be eliminated. And we're trying to keep the intent of the design by bringing that window forward again, and we feel strongly that if we build up the front of that house, it will kind of shorten the visual length of the structure with the addition, and that'll be in the center, so it won't look as long or heavy.
Excuse me.
Is item 12 in the packet that you gave, or
yes,
is that the original 2016 letter to us?
Yes. Yeah, we tried to include everything that was presented, because we knew there were some new board members. Some of you remember, and some, this is your first eyes on. So the plan has not changed from what we originally presented.
Page 14 in the package, that showed the original plan?
Yep.
But again, I just want to emphasize that these are two separate items. One was already acted upon, the garage, and then the front yard is to make.
If I remember, the reason for the entrance, if one were approved, the other had to be approved in order for the entrance to make sense.
We thought when we left, the plan was approved. So when I went to the look for a building permit in 2019, I talked to Kevin Whelan to find out what the process was about the building permit. I brought the plan, said this was an approved plan, and he said that I needed to get clarification on the front yard setback.
But it was, if you bumped your garage out,
yes,
on that one side, your current entrance wouldn't make sense.
No, it causes conflict.
You'd have to come out and around.
You'd have to come out, yeah, so that just wouldn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't make sense for you to do this plan without that front entrance.
We agree. It was always presented as an integrated plan.
Well, actually, I guess once the petition is done, maybe Kevin can elaborate a little bit on the interior.
Sure. Yeah, do you guys mind if asking more questions?
In our agenda from 2016, it didn't say, it didn't specify the two different asks, but it does say that they want to modify the front entrance and change the driveway and garage orientation.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I can see why you might think that when you left.
And their request on page 13 says, we are requesting a building setback variance of 10 feet for the east side yard and 4 feet for the front yard setback.
Yeah, the ball was definitely dropped on the agenda.
We dropped the ball, yeah.
We didn't really have any information, I don't think, on the front yard either at the time that we needed. I think there was an issue with the front yard. That's why it wasn't added at the time.
Okay.
But either whatever happened.
Did you want to hear from Kevin, you said? Oh, go ahead, Clint.
It's not important.
Kevin can elaborate more on whatever it was we needed elaboration on.
So, I haven't seen the new building plan yet, but by looking at page 14, it doesn't clearly state 4 feet further into the front yard setback. I would argue that I wouldn't want that extra 4 feet into the front yard setback, because that, with the amount of houses on that road, that would create the availability for everybody to move their houses up. So if there's a 30-foot yard setback, there's a reason why. And to allow them to move further ahead, that creates that congestion for the rest of the street to allow that to happen.
But how many of the ones on the street are at 30 today? Wasn't it one of them?
Yeah, so the average.
One at 30, two at 29.2, one was at 29.8.
Can we see that picture again?
How was the average 27 then?
The full street?
Because there was one that was at 22.8, I believe.
Okay.
But you see,
so that one threw it all off. So now if we allow another one to come that much closer, that may move that front yard setback to like 25.
Well, given the other considerations on the location and the water and the short driveway and the angle and the street, do we really think everyone's going to move their house forward 5 feet?
We're allowing them to.
You are?
Well, if we do this, you say.
By approving this, you're going to.
You would change the average. So the ordinance, the ordinance reads it's 30 feet or the average of the front yard on the same side of the street.
Even with a variance? Wouldn't matter? If it was allowed because of the variance?
Wouldn't matter.
Right.
It goes off the right setbacks that are...
Yeah, this doesn't automatically change that.
So what would the front yard setback be then if we allowed the 4 feet?
It's going to be a 22.7.
22.7?
That'll be the average then?
No.
Well,
no.
For the house.
For that
so
one.
Is this the house that is throwing the average off?
No.
There's one other house.
There's another one two doors down.
Throw that off. But by adding more houses to that, you're going to lower that front yard setback requirement.
My opinion on this is I don't see it from my perspective. I have an objection of what he was attempting to accomplish. And I don't think it would disrupt the neighborhood, because that's a unique street in the village, because of the backyard situation. But you know, about anything else, it wouldn't impact any place except that particular street. He had signed documents from current owners that they don't object. On the other side of the coin, does this meet the standards for a field to be granted? Is it a hardship or not?
Well, I think the garage relocation reorientation, based on what I read here, meets the requirements for hardship and unique property, right? And safety concerns. And the betterment. I think the only question is, in order to reorient the entrance to the front of the house as part of a comprehensive plan, is that necessary? That's really what we're asking. And the complicating or confounding factor is, there was a thought that we've already approved that 2.5 years ago.
One of you already addressed the issue that it appears that we goofed with the nature of the motion, because, as I say, I have not listened to the recording of the meeting, but I can't remember if my thought is that if the motion was intended like it was written, then you shouldn't have mentioned it as an exception, because then it was contrary to what the petition had done. What I would like to do, if we could do it, is I know we can't amend it, but we can make it a new motion if we want to do it, that the intent was to grant that petition with that setback.
That's for 4 feet.
Yeah.
They want 7.5.
Oh. Okay.
Well, I think that was another miscommunication, was the 4 feet was beyond the 3.5 that's already there, right?
Right. Correct.
So it's always been 7.5 feet.
Additional. Correct.
Yeah. It was already jutting into the 30 feet, it sounds like. Yeah, so I must have read the map wrong.
Could you elaborate how that 4 feet became 7.5 again for me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can. I'll go back to the screen and point it out.
That speaks louder.
I will do my best.
So this here is our front porch. That already projects out 5.3 feet. So I asked for 4 feet from the existing structure. Get added together, you'll get the 7.5 feet.
Okay, so the intent from the beginning was 7.5 feet, but it was not stated that way in the petition.
That is correct.
Okay.
I took it off the existing structure versus off the 30-foot variance.
Yeah. So back to my question on if you do what you've already been approved to do, maybe it's all, but I guess I can have a chair.
Speak along.
Okay, I'll speak up. So if you take this out, like you're planning on doing, into the porch,
yeah.
Where's your entrance right now?
Right?
How to.
Are you going to be able to get in? Are you going to have to go around?
No, there's.
You'll
still,
come from the side.
There's still access from the front, and then there's. There's still access from the interior as well.
There is, but as we modify the garage, we have to change the entrance into the house, into this area. The doors are going to conflict. We also feel because of the elongation, this will help break up that sight line so the house is more presented and it has the same structural element that we have now. It keeps the architectural integrity.
But these two projects could be completely separate. The front entrance is not predicated on the garage portion. Just do the garage portion.
They're really designed to be one of the same because of the interior modifications.
Because looking at all the information here, it looks like the hardship and the unique characteristic of the property kind of lends itself to the garage area, which has already been proved, to meet the tests for a variance on the front entrance is way more difficult. For example, just the unique property limitation, that front entrance on its own, I don't see how that could pass.
It would be difficult for us to do the garage modification.
What we're not seeing, I think, is the interior modifications that are going to affect that front entrance because of the garage work that we've approved. I think we might have to understand that better. That's why that entrance doesn't work anymore, right?
Correct.
I don't think that you would pay for a new front entrance unless you had to.
Absolutely.
Right? It doesn't make sense to do that.
No, and we want to keep the integrity of the architecture and to the neighborhood, so it's a pleasing-looking structure. We don't want to make it look long and narrow, more like a pole building. I don't think that would help our neighbors or ourselves, because we have pride in our house also.
And looking at this as a layperson, starting knowledge of anything that we're doing here, I look at this particular picture, I would say For me, I said that because it exists. It begins with the end of the forest. So that's the end of the house. That, mm-hmm. That's the original way it looks. Like that's where the end of the house is. Or it really, in fact, that was not asking for 7.5. You're asking for whatever I guess, 3 feet or 4 feet?
4 feet from the existing structure.
Yeah.
Which is the same as saying 3 feet or 7.5 feet into the 30. Yeah,
correct.
The same thing.
Same
the line thing. Is the same
right.
For where you want to put the front edge of the new entrance. Gotcha.
And as was stated earlier, two houses down, their house already extends out
yeah.
to 22 feet 8. And we're at 22.7, so about an inch difference. And we feel that there's a precedent in the neighborhood, and we're not asking for anything that doesn't already exist.
So with all the information that we have, and I think that we just have to look at the three questions and decide whether or not this property meets the requirements for a variance, which are tough to meet. We know that. Mm-hmm. So I guess we'll do that worksheet. That's usually
it. It would help me to know if that other house that does not meet the variance, does not meet the statutes, was that passed through a variance?
That I'm not sure, but from past court cases, that really doesn't matter.
We're just asking.
Property.
No, it matters to me.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
sorry.
Just asking.
No, but according to state court cases, past precedents does not apply to your Court of Appeals decision.
Well, then I don't want to hear anything about this one being precedents for future.
You, good point.
Kevin just point made that earlier.
No, and all we were saying with that comment earlier is to allow a less of a front yard setback would change the average.
Yeah, so there's one house at 22.8. There would be three other houses that could possibly move forward 2 feet.
Right.
All right, before we go to the three questions, when I answer the three questions, I'm thinking of these projects because they're one project. I'm having trouble separating the two, right? In order to accommodate the new garage and interior changes, the changes to the front entrance have to be made. So you may answer them differently, other people on the board, but when I answer these questions about hardship, limitation, and interest, I'm considering them as one project. I can't separate the two. The entrance has to move somehow because of the garage extending to be the right shape. I don't know why we insist on separating these two. So if we're going to go down the checklist, my answer may vary from others, but I'm treating it as one project.
Can I speak? As a builder or as a contractor, you can make modifications to anything. You can make anything work. You don't have to change the whole structure to accommodate. I know being in the trades for 16, 17 years, we make modifications all the time. So to call that a hardship, it's hard to argue that.
I would disagree. For example, if the garage were to cover what was the entrance that was going in, that would be a hardship because you have to move the entrance, right?
Which you're not, because that opening right there is...
Right, but your example was you can't understand any situation under which there would be a hardship. I was trying to describe a counterexample. I'm trying to understand the context of what your comment was so I can understand it better.
Okay.
So he can do anything else, right? You're saying...
You can do a lot of different scenarios to accommodate, to change the layout of how things flow on changing doors.
I can't disagree, but I think we'd agree. You've been in the trades, you said some options are better than others. You can't agree to that? Okay.
You can say some options are better. But
okay.
You can make anything work.
And the entrance, front entrance today, is right here. The garage entrance from the interior is being proposed right here. So they are two separate locations.
Can I say something? As far as the entry into the house, it's a mid-century. It was built in 59, so we have a door swing for our foyer. And so then we, because the cars are going in this way and not this way, the entry to the house is way on the upper left, which now changes to right next to the exterior where it is. So you have doors clanging towards each other, and it's an opportunity to make this mid-century 1959 home work better.
I would hate for you to do this project and not do something with the front entrance.
If you look at page 7, I'll show the rendering of the finished product.
But I, you know, to Kevin's point, I mean, I obviously you'd want to look for any other option that wouldn't require a variance. I mean, that makes sense, you know. But again, with where your front door is, how you're changing your complete orientation of your garage, I think about the housing stock of the village, even though it's not part of our statutory, you know, responsibility. But the housing stock of the village is pretty important to me, too. And we want to make sure that we're able to resell some of our homes that are going to eventually be vacant. I'm not saying anything bad's going to happen to you guys. But, you know, that's what I'm thinking about. As far as the unnecessary hardship, you know, Bob, I think I heard you say, is the hardship that we already approved an ordinance to change the orientation of the garage and now the project isn't feasible? Did we put them in a hardship? Maybe. I mean,
right.
I don't know. In the letter that was sent out, and I apologize to the residents of the village of Alloway, that this ball was dropped in 2016. In your letter, you were clear that you wanted two variances. So I'm sorry for that. So unnecessary hardship. I don't know. Did we create it?
Well, I don't know that we created it. I go back to the fact that I understood this to be one whole thing. You know, like Clarence, maybe my memory is faulty, but that I remember distinctly thinking when I looked at where this home sits, how in the world in the ice and snow do they ever get in and out of their garage? That's what started that whole thing in my mind. And then when we came here and discussed it, it was never separated that it would be different. I understood that there would be the entrance would be affected at the front. It would be not straight in, it would be from the side. I remember all that. So as I voted that evening, in my mind, we had approved this. It's our fault that we didn't write it that way. That's our problem. I don't think that's the petitioner's problem. I'm ready to approve.
Did you have anything else that you wanted to say? I went along the lines of the three questions of the hardship or kind of what I just was talking about.
No, it's the same thing. I would. There's clearly, in terms of starting this project, there is a hardship and a safety concern that we were addressing. I think there's really not much question about that. Separating the project into two pieces wasn't our original intent. That's where we sit today. And so I'm going to think of it as one project when I consider the three questions.
What about the hardship due to the... if we can get past the physical limitations, that hardship... I think on basic fairness, I would be inclined to, you know, prove this for these people because of the history on this, but we still have to justify these things. What about the unique physical limitations of the property for this front portion that we're looking at?
I again go back to the fact this is one project.
We have to pass these tests. Let's be clear.
If it's one project, we passed the test.
Yeah, we did.
As one project.
So a unique property limitation, you know, being on the corner lot, What else did we talk about then? Do you guys remember?
It's on a hill. It floods.
Yeah, it's on a hill. Yeah.
It's on a short corner. There's safety. There's a lot of things in there about it. To start the project, not to do the front entrance. I think is what you're getting at, right?
That's fine because again, we thought that this was all
right. But I think that was the question that was asked, right? Was I don't think all of that applies to the front entrance part of the project. But I'm not separating the two. So if others do, they may vote differently.
I don't know if I missed anything from if other members had to say, but what makes this one so peculiar is that what I thought we approved met all the standards, but if we separate them, I'm not sure.
Yeah, if we separate them, I don't know if the front entrance stands on its own. I agree.
Yeah.
But I'm not separating the two either.
It meets the unique property limitation, I think, because of the nature of the lot. It has four sides, each of them a different length.
That's correct.
It's square footage wise, it's a standard, about a standard yard, except it's really a shallow, it's only 100 feet, it's 100 feet wide. So that property limitation, I have no problem at all. The third item of protection from interest that doesn't apply to this part applies to the garage. So we're back to the first part. May get in trouble with the unnecessary hardship. That's kind of an absolute. Then I have to agree with the building inspector that there are other things that could be done, but that committee itself could be a financial hardship on the owners continuing to get the architect back to find something that works. I don't think he's trying to destroy the integrity of the neighborhood, and I don't think he would. Now, I always have a problem when you grant an exception, but again, we're not going to get an easy case.
So you're saying, Clarence, that strict conformity is unnecessarily burdensome?
I think so.
Okay.
And that, again, that's predicated on the fact of passing what we thought we passed and we didn't.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll go on the hook. I'll make a motion that we grant the petition. And the reason being is that it's not part of the statutory things, but it has to do with good government. We dropped the ball, and I think we should correct that if we can. So I move that we approve it.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
No, I'll second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, petition passes. You guys.
Thank you all. Appreciate your time.
Well, again, sorry for what happened or whatever else.
That's all right. As long as we all have it on paper now, we're
good. Yeah.
It should be
good.
Valid question.
Thank you. Oh, no blood. No, I don't like blood. Ink is good. All right, thank you.
Item number four, announcements. I have one. This is my last Board of Appeals meeting. My wife and I have decided that since we have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, and she's 7 months pregnant almost now with third one, that we mutually decided it's time for me to step back from night meetings. So.
Find out where they're coming from?
So anyway. So it's been a real pleasure, and I'm sure that you guys will... We'll figure it out without me. It's not that hard. So, thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And then Clarence has an announcement.
In the past, I mentioned that I was impressed by this board and how meticulous you have been so far. Except, unfortunately, I couldn't make it last one because of my physical limitations. It was supposed to be a big storm. And I bet here I would have objected to what you did because I don't think it met the criteria. That man had options.
Which one was the last one?
The
garage, okay.
And if forgot about that, he could have taken the 2 feet that he went on the side, put it on the end, still have the, virtually the same square footage. And I think we should have a meeting of ourselves, maybe prior to the next Board of Appeals meeting, to I hate to put it these words, but then I actually got to review all those criteria and make sure we're all on the same page.
I don't think that's legal.
No.
Don't you have a meeting on the 29th right. or something?
That's not legal. We can't.
Discuss that kind of thing? Open house? Was
that is not legal?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a public body, so it's got to be a public meeting.
Well, yeah, well, I have no problem with that, but I'm just saying, aside from the petition before, anybody would be welcome to sit in and listen if they want, but it's just that there would not be an open portion for the public unless we choose to do so, but we need to discuss what's going on.
I think that is a great project for the next chairman to take on.
That was quick.
There have been a couple of times when there have been gatherings statewide for us to attend to learn what it means to see what's unique hardship, what the various things are.
Yeah.
I don't know any more than that we could do.
Well, have you attended those? I have not. I don't think we've had one since I've been on the board, have we?
It was, what, a year ago?
About a year ago.
Where was I?
I don't know. Everyone was invited.
Where was I?
I haven't agreed that lately.
Okay.
Funerals and friends' sicknesses because I'm sick.
Okay, we're still.
Clarence's concern is noted, so maybe we can do something like that in the future.
Trevor,
yeah. You know.
Yeah, so the Planning Commission has been talking about for a while, and then about a year ago started rewriting the zoning code. And obviously all your decisions are based on said zoning code. So the consultants finally came to an initial public draft. The initial public draft, there'll be an open house here next week on Tuesday from 5 to 6:30. Come and go as you please. The consultants will be here to answer any questions. A copy of that draft is available on the website. Under the About tab, there's Zoning Code Rewrite Project. You just click on there, and it has the complete initial public draft for you to review. If you have any concerns, through past variances or appeals requests that were brought before the board or ones that you identified independently, now's the time to address those if you think those apply to a broader scale rather than just one particular property. Because really, if there's a broader scale issue, it should be addressed legislatively through the Planning Commission and Village Board rather than a variance.
Over and over.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Is the Board of Appeals duly specifically outlined in that code or not?
I believe it is, yes. So, again, here, you can come for 5 minutes, great. There will be no formal presentation, but there will be some poster boards, and again, our consultants will be available for questions.
I'm not here.
Tuesday.
That's a week from tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow. There will be other opportunity for input later on in the process. This is just the initial first opportunity.
How many pages is it?
Kevin? It's pretty lengthy. I don't know offhand.
So this isn't just what changed. This is the new code book.
This would be the new code book.
Okay, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, it hasn't been adopted yet.
Right.
But yeah, it's pretty lengthy. It does have pictures and some charts.
Nice.
What I keep repeating is that when I came here 51 years ago, population was virtually the same. Square mileage was the same. We operated with a code book. It was this thick.
Well, times are simpler.
Now it's two volumes, about this thick, the entire code. And
we should just get rid of it.
As the elder citizen, I don't know why we need so many on. And I know the times have changed, and I have to try to change with them. And that's my own reaction. We don't need more laws, and yet life becomes more complicated with all the laws.
Yes, and when the initial zoning code was written in the 70s, we were still growing. There's still development. And now a lot of development is infill development, so you have different impacts in the neighbors and neighborhoods. So.
Great. Thank you, Trevor. Good work on that. It's a multi-year project. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
A second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, we are adjourned. This would be interesting.